Genesis chapter 10. My brothers and my sisters, sons and daughters of the living God, I invite you as we go through this journey through the book of Genesis. My name is Pastor Simankani, and it is an honor to go this journey with you. May the Holy Spirit indeed, through His Word, engender faith in our hearts, and through faith, may we live. Let us close our eyes before we make some reflections on the book of Genesis chapter 10. Father in heaven, we are grateful for the privilege of meditating and reflecting upon your word. Speak to us now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 10 presents a summary of generations. Descending from Noah, and particularly his three sons, we are told that the population grows and it forms tribes and nations and peoples. Chapter 11 is another major event. A large population of peoples come together at the plain of Shinar in the east. Now, the people wanted to avoid being scattered around the earth, right? And so what do? They establish their own power base without any regard for God. There is in these people a sense of human sufficiency and a sense of seeking autonomy. The Bible says, "Come," they say to each other, "let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." Now, God intervened by confusing and confounding them. He confused their languages so that they did not understand each other. The project had to stop, and they were spread across the face of the earth. This is why the place is called Babel, or Babel, because there, their language was confused. This is a very significant time of history, and this name, Babel, is one that we will have to remember, for it carries a foundation that is clearly understood as we go through the rest of the scriptures, when we understand and seek to understand the great controversy that there is God and there is an enemy. As we saw in the book of Genesis chapter 3, that serpent who came. But we are told also that the enemy has his people that he seeks to build and to pursue kingdoms away from the kingdom of God, aside from the kingdom of God, without any care for God's law, for God's people, and for God's kingdom and his purposes. In the people of Babel, we learn the futility of wanting to live without God and really to live against God. This is where Babylon really comes from. A people that live without God and that live against God, that live against God's agenda, against God's vision, against God's leadership, and that fight God's people. These people are represented by the name Babylon. Now, unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. And unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. And the question is, are we aligned with the Lord? Start your day, my brother, by consulting Jehovah. My sister, speak with him. Get God's guidance. Obey his word and do not disregard his word. The Bible presents to us here a very important lesson for life. As we seek to grow in Christ, there is presented here a contrast between a people that are wanting to do things for the glory of their own names, right? If you look at why they were doing this, they were doing it so that they can build a name for themselves. As we come to the next chapter, I will want you to make a contrast, because there we are told that it is God who says to Abraham that I will make a name for you, I will make you great. Now, these people seek to do things for themselves that probably God would have wished to do for them. And this is a lesson. It is not that God does not want us to be great. But the question is, are you seeking greatness apart from God? And are you seeking it even against God's word and against God's purposes? If you read Romans, we are told all things work together for good, for those that love God and those that are called according to His what? To His purpose. I pray today that you will be called according to His purpose. And we look and see in these that are in the east, right? And by the way, this is a very important marker here. You remember that when Adam was taken out of the Garden of Eden, that there was an angel with a flaming sword that moved one way and the other in the east of the garden. What does this mean? It means that they were taken out to the east. And so the further east that they went from the garden, the further they went away from the presence of the Lord. So this becomes an interesting marker. You listen to Cain. After Cain had killed his brother, what happens? He is also cast out, and the part of the judgment is that he is driven further east of the garden. What does that mean? It also communicates to us that he is being driven away, or that rather he is going further away from the presence of the Lord. And so now here, in chapter 11, we find people that are moving eastward, that is the word, eastward. As they move eastward, they seek to establish something further away from the presence of the Lord. That is the communication that is being made by their locale further east. It is communicating that they are moving further and further away from the Lord. And I want to ask a question today. Like God asked a question, Adam, where are you? My brother, where are you? Are you moving further away from the presence of the Lord? If you move further away from the presence of the Lord, the likelihood is you will seek autonomy from the ways of the Lord. You will establish patterns. You will establish customs. You will even establish a society and a community that and a family that is away from God, apart from God, and finally against God. For God says, if you're not for me, you are against me. The charge that I wish to make for us, all of us, is to consider where we are in relation to God. Let us come closer to the Lord. Come to the Lord, I pray. Seek Him while He may be found. Every morning when you rise, seek the Lord. Make an altar there in your house. And let there be a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. My sister, have you gone further away from the Lord? Come. Come to the Lord. And everything you do, seek the Lord's blessing. They tried to build here a kingdom, and to do so without God's favor, without God's blessing. I pray today that you may pursue an agenda that is not only aligned, but that is also at the center of God's will, and that advances the glory and the purposes of the kingdom of God. Let us close our eyes as we pray. Father in heaven, we are asking today that you may take away the spirit of Babel from us, that we may not firstly go further from the Lord, for as we do so, we will seek to build apart, we will seek to build even against the Lord. And I pray that we will not seek autonomy from you, but that we will understand that in you is where we find prosperity, that in you is where we find our fullest joys, and is where we will find peace. peace above all understanding, that it is in you that we find the source of all blessings. And so, Father, rather than moving symbolically eastward away from the Garden of Eden and away from the sanctuary and away from the presence of God, I pray that each and every day you may help us to seek your face, that you may help us to draw closer and closer to you, and that we may build, and that our names indeed may be great, like Abraham's name became great, not because we do so selfishly, but because your blessing is upon us. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.